The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us this afternoon. With us in studio is Monty Wyatt. I've been looking forward to this because, well, we'll get into that story here in just a minute or two, but it is called Live to Lead, and it's coming to Des Moines in October. We're going to nail down exactly what this is, why you should be interested, and what the investment is. Monty, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you, Michael. Great to be here.
Well, this is an exciting moment. You're having four headliners in an event that's going to be simulcast into Des Moines. I think it's really important for people to understand that these individuals that you have speaking, cream of the crop kind of folks, right?
Absolutely. This is actually our fourth year in doing this event, and that's a fun thing for us. John Maxwell has been the headliner for all 4 years,
sure.
And what he's done every year is he finds three additional speakers that really match the message of influence and leadership that everyone, not just executives, but every daily person can really put into their lives and become a better leader.
Monty Wyatt, ladies and gentlemen, he's an action coach. Let's peel the onion back a little bit and tell us what it is that you do, and then we'll get into some of the details about Live to Lead.
You bet. Well, I define what I do as I help CEOs and business owners bring clarity to how they lead and manage their organization. And I coin myself as an executive leadership coach. And my role is to help everyone in a leadership team help their organization become more efficient, lead better. And when I say lead better, it's influence. We have a lot of people with positions that consider themselves leader, but they're more managers than leaders. And leadership is a different skill than managing.
It is a different skill. What are the top three things that leaders need to better understand in order to be effective leaders in their personal life or in business?
You know, I think the number one thing is communication.
Absolutely.
It's communicating not just expectations, but communicating openly and proactively. So I think that's a big thing about leadership. I think another item about leadership is vision, being able to not only cast your vision, but help people see, why are we working so hard? What are we doing? What are we trying to work towards? What is it that we're after? So communication, vision. And I think the third thing I'll add for leadership is it's really about how are we or what are we working towards? Not just that vision, but what are we giving back to our world, right, our community that is beyond profit?
So communication, vision, goals, even to the goals aspect of being altruistic. Yeah. You know, it's interesting to hear you say that because Monty Wyatt, ladies and gentlemen, our guest, he is the man bringing Live to Lead here to the Des Moines Metro in October. It's interesting to have you talk about that, and with communication being the number one thing, because if you can't communicate, and listening is such a major part of any communication, you cannot. There's no way that you can share the vision, nor can you be goal-centered, whether it's corporate or altruistic. You cannot communicate those things if you don't do a good job at listening and then, well, listening.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so many people think that leadership is telling.
Yeah.
And leadership is about asking and listening and helping guide people through that process. Mm-hmm.
And you can always tell those people who have mastered that. We have many of them here in the Des Moines Metro. We just had a news story just before you came in, Monty, about Zuccarotti, from the CEO and president of Bankers Trust, talking about immigration and how important that is to building our workforce here in the United States versus throttling it down. And he ought to know. He's from Uganda. And I don't know if there's a better emissary for positive communication, vision, and altruistic goal setting than Zuccarotti.
Absolutely. And those are the kind of individuals like that that people want to follow.
Yes.
That's what we need more today is people with those kind of traits that people will want to follow.
Got it. All right. We're going to be talking now about a Live to Lead. This is an event that's coming up in October. So why are we way out here talking about something that's in October, Monty?
You know, this is a great event. We've actually been working on it for a number of months. It's Friday, October the 6th. And yes, it is a couple months away. But, you know, in today's world, we've got so many things going
Amen,
on. There's
brother.
Always, you know, we've got this activity, that activity. We've got three kids and they're going everywhere. I want it on your calendars now.
Yeah.
And that's the important thing is we all can take 3.5 hours out of our day, out of 1 week, to go learn to be better leaders.
Yeah. And some of the people that you have here, and we'll first talk about my friend John Maxwell, who I have not ever shared the stage with, but I've been in the same hotel in the same conference center along with Mr. Maxwell. And the funny story is, and I have to tell it here because I told it to others when we were preparing for this, I have been numerous times confused with John Maxwell. And it's been fun in a sense because I'll be walking through, and this happened, I was in Florida not too very long ago. I was walking through a hotel where John was staying. He was doing a thing at a conference center next door. And not one, but three people, over the course of maybe, I don't know, an hour and a half, came up to me and shook my hand and says, Mr. Maxwell, we were so impressed with all the things you had to say today. I'm going, finally, I just said, thank you. And I'm not sure it's that I look so much like him, maybe from a distance. We must have been wearing the same suit. But sometimes I think it's the voice. And if you listen to his voice and mine, there are some similarities there, apparently. But what a great guy and great headliner again.
You know, John has actually been one of my mentors and my coaches for a number of years, and that's why I love bringing this event here because I've worked with John, I've been to his home and enjoyed his company, and what I have learned from him, I want to share with our community.
Yeah, and he is such a giving person at the same time, and it's no wonder that he has a guy by the name of Dave Ramsey on his coattails on this deal.
Yeah. You know, Dave is also fun to listen to. He's got all kinds of stories, but he's another one that I think will cause the room to explode.
And then you have a woman that's in the printing industry. Tell us about that.
Well, she's actually in the food industry. So she has been the CEO of Popeyes.
That's right.
Popeyes Chicken. And the interesting thing about her, now there's a growing number of women CEOs out there, and I think that's a great message that she's providing, but the influence that she has created in how she's built a culture in that organization. And I think that's a big thing, as great leaders build a interactive culture, a fun culture, but also a productive culture.
Yeah, and a lasting culture.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so important. And then Warwick Dunn. There's an interesting name. I hadn't heard Warwick's name since football season, you know?
Yeah.
What's he bringing to the table?
You know, his story, he started a charity, and a charity of helping people get homes for the first time for those that can't afford it. And so that's a powerful thing of how he's influencing those that are less fortunate, helping them get a home for the first time. And it's amazing the number of homes that he's helped people get. And that's the story that he's going to tell, is how any of us can have that kind of vision of helping others, because that truly is leadership
This is called Live to Lead, an appropriate title, and Monty Wyatt is our guest. We're talking about bringing this to Des Moines on October 6th. It's up and coming, but the reason that we're talking about it now is to get it on the calendar, right?
Absolutely, and right now, until September 8th, we have a great early bird special, 2-for-1 pricing, so you get 2 tickets for $99 instead of just 1, and this is a great incentive, and we want everybody, and if everybody can afford, you know, get 2 tickets for $99, we want not just executive teams, we want the average person that wants to grow in their leadership skills to attend.
Sure, and that number, that price number, is not out of line at all. 2 tickets, $99, and to sit amongst people that are willing to lay it all out there with all kinds of action ideas that you can take to work right away.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's the fun part. We start at 7:45 in the morning. We're done at 11:30. you get a half a day, and you learn all kinds of information you can implement right away.
And take notes and be inspired, for crying out loud.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
You've got some great sponsors on the list, too. You want to shout out to some of those folks?
I mean, absolutely.
Because they're helping pay the tab on this, and may as well.
You bet. We've got a number of great sponsors that have financially been a great part of this and helped promote it. Arion, they are huge. Allegra Marketing Print Mail, they're a great sponsor. Gershman Mortgage, Lincoln Savings Bank,
good people.
Central Iowa SHRM, mm-hmm. the Human Resource Organization, and Premier Promotional Products. And I want to shout out the Valley Community Center. Valley Church is where the event is happening. We're doing a luncheon after the event for VIPs that want to be a part of that, where we actually dig into how to implement the learnings from the morning. And the Valley Community Center, which is right across the street, they are a great sponsor as well. It's a beautiful facility if you've never been there.
There you go. Sponsors and individuals that are going to be Live to Lead. And I'm so proud to see that our friends and sponsor, Arion, is taking part in this great, great group of people out there, and always worth the time and effort.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Monty Wyatt, ladies and gentlemen, the program is called Live to Lead, and we will have links to, well, not only what this is all about, but also the link where you can purchase tickets, 2-for-1, by the way, for a limited time, up until what, September?
September the 8th.
There you go. So you got a little time. You can jot it on your calendar now and then pay for it tomorrow. Or even the next day, but put it on your calendar, all right? It is in October. We will have all of those links on the radio blog. Thank you, Monty, for doing this. We really appreciate it. Good stuff. Live to Lead. You can also learn a bunch from all of this. All right, we've got to step aside. Why? Because it is nigh on to 6 o'clock, and that means it is time for us to get out of here. For all of us associated with Insight on Business of the News Hour, we had Mike Caldwell in earlier talking about the program that's up and coming, his startup stories, and structurally, it's going to be next week, and then Monty Wyatt on Live to Lead. All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. Program director for the station is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett, and the station manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvaux. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.